Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, my name's Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I am honored to bring to you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled, Like Oil. I remember the day almost vividly. I was a college student, and I was serving as a leader on a retreat for high school students. The speaker at the retreat was a charismatic leader named Brock. As the retreat was wrapping up, he pulled me aside and told me that he sensed God had a plan to use my life for the glory of His name. He encouraged me to walk in humility and holiness, and he sent me on my way. Those words became like a seed in my soul that Jesus watered and grew over the next 3 years as He confirmed my call to the pastorate. When the psalmist wrote about the blessing of unity, he used the imagery of the anointing of Aaron, the first priest. He wrote, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes." Now, there are several reasons that unity is like oil. There's a smell that oil carries with it, and unity gives off a certain aroma. Oil is symbolized as gladness and joy, which unity certainly brings. However, in the direct context, the oil used on Aaron was used to anoint him for service. It was used to consecrate Aaron and to set him apart. Anointing with oil was the Israelites' way of signaling to everyone that Aaron had a unique and important role to play in the community. It's interesting that someone cannot rightly anoint themselves. They must be anointed by someone else. By community. In the same way, we cannot commission ourselves for service. That must be done by someone else. When Brock spoke those words over me 23 years ago, it was like oil. I think the psalmist is pointing to the reality that commissioning and consecrating for service is one of the functions and joys of community. It's one of the most life-giving and beautiful parts of walking with each other. We see each other's gifts, call them out, and commission them to use their gifts to serve the body. And it is a very good thing. It's part of the reason we were created. However, it's not a part of togetherness that we experience often enough. Would you take some time today and think through the people God has put in your life? How can you affirm them, speak an encouraging word over them, or let them know what you see in them? Those words could carry a power in their life, just like Brock's words carried a power in mine. Let me pray for you as you go about your day. So Jesus, I lift up all of the people listening to this podcast that they might know that You have created them and designed them uniquely, that You've called them to play a part in Your kingdom. And Father, I pray that not only would they seek to share a word of encouragement and point out what they see in the life of someone else, Lord, but I pray that You would do that very thing in their life as well. Let them know that You've consecrated them and called them to Your service in some way. God, thank You for that design, for the beautiful and joyous thing it is to walk in community and unity with one another. I pray that You would just pour out Your blessing on us as we walk in Your way with Your heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.